At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, Grow Squad, welcome to another week, another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. I'm so glad you tuned in. I'm so grateful that you took time out of your busy schedule to just press play, right? To just press that little small button and allow some life to come into your life today as we take this journey, another week together, another moment together, and additional time for us to grow as the Grow Squad. So let's pray and get after it. God, we thank you for today. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you that we can breathe in, breathe out. Thank you just for all the things that you've done for us. And I pray for my friends, wherever they might be, whatever they're in need of, I'm praying that you would know, they would know that you're with them every step of the way. Amen. I'm inviting you today to do something that I've only recently learned how to do consistently. Right. We know this to be true. Right. All of us have the capacity to be great every now and then. Right. All of us have the capacity to blow our own minds every blue moon. But the real winners in life, I've discovered, are just consistent people. That listen, I've discovered that the secret sauce, the cheat code, it's not magic. The cheat code is not even connections. You know, it's funny. I think I heard Marquell Russell say this not long ago. Sometimes we think the cheat code is getting into the right rooms. And there's a blessing in getting into certain rooms. I understand the sentiment there. But some of the rooms that we are dying to get in, some of those rooms ain't like that. Some of those rooms, you're like, man, how you got in here? Right? Right. In life, sometimes the secret sauce is not getting in the right room. Sometimes the secret sauce, the way that we learn and grow and develop and evolve, sometimes it's not about a new course. Sometimes it's not about somebody promoting your stuff on social media. Sometimes the cheat code is just being consistent. Sometimes, in fact, let me correct myself. The cheat code is absolutely showing up every day, whether you feel like it or not. Showing up every day, whether you won yesterday or you fell flat on your face. The cheat code is getting back up and saying, you know what? Instead of pouting, crying, throwing in the towel, I may have a moment where I'm upset, a moment where I have a tear, a moment where I say to myself, I can't believe this happened to me, but I had to get to a place where I'm so consistent that I get back up. Listen, man, my son, I mean, this dude has more scars on his body at 4 years old than I had at 14 years old. I mean, he got a scar on his forehead where he fell off deliberately. This wasn't negligent parenting. This wasn't negligent teachers. This dude jumped off the top of a slide and fell flat on his face. I mean, nobody knew what was happening. The other day, we were at this indoor playhouse. This guy is running around this little area where it's raised a bit so that they can have these toy cars inside and they can do bumper cars. And he decides to get out of the car, run around in circles. And before somebody could say, stop it, he slipped and busted his lip. This dude got scars. And it's interesting to me that when I go over there and try to see about him, when I go over there and I try to even, you know, it's my boy. I try to pick him up. I try to wipe the blood away. Let me correct that. 99% of the time, unless it's a hard fall, unless he's like super stunned, he looks at me or he looks at his mother and he says, I'm okay. and he gets back after it. I said, man, this guy is a beast. He'll fall. He'll scrape his leg. He'll fall. He may have a little blood. He may fall, and there's a little bruise on his cheek. He'll get up. He'll say, oh, Daddy, can he wipe that? I'm okay. Back at it. And gets mad if we sit him down and say, hey, sit down for a minute. Take your breath. Contemplate what happened. No. He consistently gets back up. And in life, what I've learned recently, I should say on a larger scale, I've learned the power of consistently staying after and doing what you said you were going to do. Now, part of that requires you and I to build this muscle that pulls us in a direction that kind of separates the wheat from the tare, to use Bible terms, right? To kind of separate the weak from the strong, to kind of separate those who are average from those who are above average. People that consistently show up, right? That's one thing. But then there are people who show up, hear me out, and they've learned how to celebrate their losses. They did realize and recognize that, yeah, I won something, let's do it in a weak term, right? Let's just say on Monday I had a win, but on Tuesday I had a loss. Let's just say in my life, in my business, whatever it is that I'm doing, relationships, whatever it is I find myself doing, let's just say for a moment, in a given week, you had a day where you won and a day when you lost. By and large, I would almost put money on this, but I'm not a gambler. But by and large, you learn more about yourself, about your business, and about your goals that you're trying to reach on the day when you fail, as opposed to the day when you won. There's something about failure that we need to learn how to take a microscope. I'm talking about when we fail, we sometimes something inside of us, especially those who are hungry, they'll say to themselves, let me dissect what went wrong. Let me not overlook that missed shot. Let me not overlook the fact that I couldn't close that deal. What could I have said differently? What did I miss? Body language? Did I say the wrong thing? What did? Because when you win, all you're doing is winning. DJ Khaled, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Okay, but what are you learning, no matter what? Right? I should do a remix, sir. All I do is learn, no matter what. Let me explain. Check it out. We should always be in the posture of a student, especially when we're having difficulty reaching a given goal, aspiration, or dream. It's funny because my wife and I will be celebrating another year, wedding anniversary coming up in a few weeks. And it's funny how, as I reflect back to year one to now, and I say to myself, man, not only have we learned a lot, but we're still learning. And our marriage has become stronger, not because of the wins. We've gotten tighter. We've gotten stronger. We've gotten better. We've taken an L. When I say taking an L, taking a loss, when I misread something, when I assumed that she meant this, or when I assumed that I had license to spend money here, or when I assumed that, and it calls us to come together and discuss. I mean, sometimes passionate discussions, you know what I'm talking about, but discussions that bring us to a place where we have to reevaluate, have to really have hard conversations. We really have to pull back the layers and say to ourselves, you know what? Okay, got you. Yeah, okay. I took that L on the chin. And here is what I learned from it. I want to invite you, as I did last week, I want to invite you to start writing down. I didn't invite you to do this last week. I invite you to start writing something. But what I'm going to invite you to write down as you move forward now, it could be a physical write down or a mental. Take a mental note. What did I learn last week? When I failed at the gym. What did I learn last week when I got so defeated that I cut my workout short? What did I learn? Am I as resilient as I thought I was? What did I learn last week when my boss and I clashed about an idea? What did I learn from that? When my sibling and I had a conversation on the phone, we're discussing the family reunion and all of a sudden things went left. What did I learn from that difficult conversation? I want to invite you to learn how to celebrate failure. I mentioned last week, and I mentioned again without apology, I'm writing a book, and one chapter of the book kind of alludes to the fact that failure is not the end. So many people failed in life, and they just cannot take, I don't know what happened in their childhood or development. They just act like failure is the end of the world. Have you met people like that? They act like, man, if I have a hiccup in life, if something goes awry in life, if something goes left in life, all of a sudden I think that the world is coming crashing down. And in reality, in most cases, what's happening is you need to just learn from that, refine your approach, and get back after it. Listen, I really appreciate LeBron James. But man, when I look at the late, great Kobe Bryant, who I don't know if he still has the record. I don't keep up with, I'm not a statistician. But at one point, he held the record for the most missed shots in NBA history. Now, somebody says, oh, man, you don't want to have that record. But I say something a little bit different. It wasn't like he's going for that record. I don't think anybody wakes up and say, you know what, let me get the record for the most. Almost like Lenny Wilkins, I think, had the most records for the most losses and an NBA coaching career. But I'm like, okay, but the dude had to have longevity to last that long to hold the record. So there was something about his coaching genius that teams and owners still wanted to have around. And so in order for him to have that record, he had to coach for a long time. Kobe, in order to have the record for the most missed shots, he had to develop something inside of him that says, I'm not afraid to take a shot. And if you've ever watched, go on YouTube, you ever watched any of Kobe's games in your life, you know as well as I know that Kobe never met a shot that he didn't like. I mean, I remember the first time I actually started zooming in on his game, he had a little baby afro, and he was playing against the Utah Jazz. And I remember, I am not a commentator, nor am I, like I said, a statistician like that, but I can remember him airballing on more than one occasion in that game. And people are like, why is he still shooting? He keeps coming up short. Why is he still taking those shots? Well, somebody got to take them. And I guess he said, why not me? And let me ask you right now. Why aren't you taking more shots? I'm talking right to you. Put your ear, hear me out. If you're listening, if you're watching, let me ask you, why are you still beating yourself up over the last loss you had, which was months ago? You still haven't taken another shot? What's been going on in your mind that makes you believe that you don't have it in you to take another shot? Let me, because there's a book that I read that talks about the fact that we have not been given the spirit of fear. In fact, I read a quote the other day that I heard a great speaker reference by Glennon Doyle, which simply said, if you can't beat the fear, do it scared. Right? In other words, we ain't been given the spirit of fear. If you got some kind of fear that's in your heart, God didn't give it to you. But if it's there, it's there. I'm not going to argue with you. God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but wherever you picked up fear at in your life, hey, it's you're wearing it now. And I'm saying, and what Glennon Doyle is saying, hey, if you can't beat, you can't shake it, do it scared. I'm asking you right now to get off the sidelines, lick your wounds. I guess that sounds kind of off. Rub your wounds and get back after it. And in doing so, I'm inviting you to do two things, or three things. Reflect. Take a moment to reflect. Don't break it down. Don't try to dissect. Just reflect on the moment of failure. Don't answer any questions about it. I'm telling you this for a reason. Don't answer any questions about it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just reflect on the moment that you lost. Take a moment to reflect on it. Think about the loss. But number two, now I want you to dissect and analyze the loss. What went awry? What could you have done differently? What bad advice did you take? What course did you go down that caused you to end up at this dead end? What, analyze it. Analyze it in such a way with you're writing down even now. You're saying, hey, listen, this is what I'm going to do the next time. And then when you finish that, realize the next time is right now. So then take action. So three things real quickly. Reflect on the air ball, Kobe Bryant. Reflect on the loss. Reflect on the moment of failure. Look back at it. Take a real good look at it. What happened? Who was there? Who was in the stands? Who was laughing? Take a real good look at, reflect on the loss. Now analyze it. Break it down. Like they do in every sports arena. Break down film. Rewind. Pause. Look at it. Dissect it. Figure out what went wrong. What play you ran that caused you to go out of bounds? And then don't stay there too long. Stay there as long as you need to. Because now you got to put that plan into motion. Because you're ready to take action. Again. Hear me out. The next action that you take, even after you analyze, reflect, and dissect, won't be perfect. It won't be perfect. I've been podcasting for over a year now. This is episode probably 65 or something. And it's 52 weeks in a year. And I drop an episode every one a week. So I'm well. We're in our mid to upper 60s now. And I still got a lot of work to do. I'm not as bad as I was when I first started, but I'm definitely nowhere near good. I'm nowhere near great, right? There are things that I've got to work out. I must work out. There's I can do better work on my study habits, the content I type. I can do all kinds of things, and I'm working on those things. There's some episodes I straight bombed out. Some episodes got zero views. Some episodes got 4,000 views. Some episodes got 12 views. Some got 2,000 views. But no matter what, I ain't throwing in a towel. And no matter what, Girl Squad, don't you throw in the towel. Get back after it. Reflect, analyze, and take action. Share this episode with somebody that you know is struggling with failure, somebody you know that's sitting on the couch that's sulking because of a loss they took. Share this episode with them. Do them a favor and let them know that failure is not final. Keep going, keep growing, and keep glowing, Grow Squad, and I'll see you next time. Until then, take care. Peace.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.